Sports. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off with a look at high school sports from yesterday, it was semifinal time for some more teams in high school football, and we had one for you here on the radio. The AHSTW Vikings are headed to the Class A State Football Championship next Thursday after beating Edgewood Colesburg 39-12 on Friday afternoon at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. AHSTW take that unblemished 12-0 record into the title game against the also undefeated in 12-0 Hudson Pirates next Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at the Unidome. AHSTW had to work hard to get to the next round. Edgewood Colesburg controlled the first quarter of the game and scored first on a long 13-play touchdown drive on their second possession. Quarterback Ethan Stryker capped off that drive with a one-yard touchdown run to make it 6-0 after a failed two-point conversion. AHSTW changed the tide in the second quarter, starting with a 68-yard bomb from Blake Osbar to Drake Partridge to get them on the board and take the lead at 7-6 with 7:20 left in the half. Gabe Pauley would then add two rushing touchdowns on the next AHSTW two possessions and push the lead out to 22-6. The AHSTW coaching staff then wisely used a couple of timeouts to make Edgewood Colesburg punt the ball at the end of the half. A bad snap on the punt allowed AHSTW to take the punter Stryker down at the 11-yard line with 17 seconds left in the half. On the next play, Osbar found Partridge in the end zone for another score to make it 29-6 at halftime. AHSTW scored on their opening possession of the second half on another Pauley run and later added a 34-yard field goal by Kyle Brannon to cap their scoring. Edgewood Colesburg got one second-half touchdown on a pass from Stryker to Spencer Stainer. The Vikings will now try to win their first title as AHSTW. The last title for the program was a Vohaw back in 1974. After the game, AHSTW head coach Davis Pattee talked about his team getting it turned around after a little bit of a slow start.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that first quarter, we had a couple penalties on defense, you know, that set us when we kind of had them behind the chains, got them back ahead of the chains, and, you know, we had a fumble early. And so just some kind of self-inflicted wounds, which unfortunately we're a little bit accustomed to, but we know how to bounce back from it now. So we did so earlier and got it going in the second quarter instead of the second half. So defense played really well after that, a little bit of a kind of slow start where we were on our heels, and then they pinned their ears back and played really great football.
And running back Gabe Pauley afterwards talked about the feeling to be able to play now for a state championship.
I think it's really awesome. I mean, I can't even remember last time our teams ever played in a championship. I know we won the championship in 72, but I don't think we've been there since. So it's a pretty big deal for our community and really big deal for us because we all love each other, and it's a really big moment.
Quarterback Blake Osbar talked about his team's performance of getting it turned around after that slow start and starting to execute.
Oh, we came out. We weren't playing our game that well. We weren't reading our keys, sticking to it. I think we were a little timid and shy just because, you know, the environment we're playing and everything. But after that, we came back. We adjusted. We started focusing on what needs to be done. And then we just came out and played our game a little bit.
And wideout Drake Partridge also talked about his feelings getting to move on to that championship game next week.
Yeah, it's very awesome. You know, like, you can't really hear it when you're making a big play, but then when you settle down and you just hear the roar, it's awesome, you know. It's one of the feelings that you can't you can't just get any other day.
Yeah, that was him responding to that great crowd they had there to support the Vikings yesterday. HSDW moving on to that Class A championship. We'll have it for you here on KJN next Thursday afternoon. It'll be a 12:30 pregame, 1:30 kickoff there at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Also yesterday in semifinal play, it was Hudson hanging on to beat West Hancock. They had an early big lead, but West Hancock rallied back. Hudson able to get a win, though, as they hang on to run out the clock. 35-28 the final, Hudson beating West Hancock in that one. Also in the 4A semifinals, it was Dowling Catholic with a 41-34 win over Bettendorf in four overtimes. Bettendorf had an early 17-0 lead in that game, but Dowling Catholic roared back, made it an overtime ball game, and after four overtime sessions, Dowling Catholic wins it 41-34. They move on to take on Cedar Falls in the championship for 4A, as Cedar Falls won the nightcap last night 26-12 over Southeast Polk. Today's semifinal schedule, Class 1A semis getting underway at 10 o'clock this morning. Pella Christian will take on Dyke New Hartford, and West Sioux takes on Van Meter at 1 o'clock. Then the 2A semis tonight at 4 o'clock, Waukon will take on Boyden Hole Rock Valley, and at 7 o'clock, it's West Liberty facing PCM Monroe. The final schedule next week on Thursday, it will be the 8-player Class A and 3A finals. 8-player will be at 10 o'clock in the morning next Thursday as Rockford takes on New London. At 1:30, that AHSTW-Hudson matchup in Class A, and the 3A title game at 7 o'clock that evening as Epworth Western Dubuque will take on Cedar Rapids Xavier. The championship schedule for Friday will have an 11 o'clock start for the Class 1A championship, 2 o'clock for Class 2A, and the Class 4A final will be at 7 o'clock Friday night as Dowling Catholic takes on Cedar Falls. That's a look at high school football for you. Now moving on to volleyball. State championship matches were played yesterday at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. And the Class 5A title goes to Ankeny Centennial as they win it 3-0 over Cedar Falls. A sweep win there for Ankeny Centennial as they win the 5A crown. In Class 4A, Dubuque Wallard is your champion. They were a 3-1 winner over Cedar Rapids Xavier as they pull out the title there. In Class 3A, it's a Hawkeye 10 team that's the champ. Kemper Catholic, they were ranked number one all season long, and they get it done 3-1 the final. They lost the opening set 19-25, but then ripped off a 25-16, 25-12, and 25-22 next three sets to defeat Tipton. And the Knights finished 45-1 on the season, take that 3A championship. They landed three players on the Class 3A All-Tournament team, Macy Overmull, Kara Peter, and Amy Adams, there as Kemper wins the title. Also in Class 2A, it was Western Christian 3-1 over Unity Christian. And in Class 1A, Kelsey Hobby as well of Sydney was named to the All-Tournament team there in 2A. And in Class 1A, the state championship goes to Janesville as they were 3-0 sweep winners over Holy Trinity Catholic. That's a look at your state championship volleyball schedule there from yesterday, and the volleyball season now has come to a close. Moving on to college basketball, Iowa State fans showed up to Hilton Coliseum on Friday night to the sight of star Lindell Wigginton in a cardinal-colored cast instead of a cardinal and gold jersey. It was somewhat of a small solace that the Cyclones played so well without their most talented player, whose timetable for a return to the court was described by Coach D. Prohm as a week-to-week thing. Mario Shayok scored 20 points. Nick Weiler-Babb had 16 with 6 assists. And Iowa State throttled Missouri 76-59 in a matchup of old Big 12 rivals. Michael Jacobson scored 15 points for the Cyclones, who avenged a blowout loss in Columbia from last season with a surprisingly complete performance orchestrated by Weiler-Babb. And Coach Steve Prohm said he's a high-level point guard. He's the most cerebral player on our team. He's a senior point guard, and he played like it. Iowa State closed the first half on a 9-0 run and pushed their lead to 47-30 early in the second half. Missouri would get no closer than 10 points the rest of the way. Iowa State will next host Texas Southern coming up on Monday night. Zach Jackson scored 23 points. K.J. Robinson added 15, and Omaha used a big second half to beat Buena Vista 94-58 on Friday. It was tied at 44 at halftime before Omaha went on a 25-0 run over a 9-minute stretch for a 30-point lead. And in a women's college basketball game we had for you on the radio last night, Megan Gustafson had 23 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 blocks as number 13 Iowa never trailed Friday night in its 90-77 win over Oral Roberts. Hannah Stewart added 19 points, Alexis Sevian scored 18, and Mackenzie Meyer 13 for Iowa, which wins that opener there and moves to 1-0. And college football on tap here today. The Iowa Hawkeyes are back home to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. They're trying to get back on track after a couple of road losses. Hawkeyes and Wildcats get underway at 2:30 with a kickoff there at Kinnick Stadium. We'll have coverage starting at 12:30 here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. The Iowa State Cyclones are home today as well at Jack Trice Stadium to take on the Baylor Bears. That's also set for a 2:30 kickoff today. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.